Hello, everyone, and welcome to Duluth Business Now, the official podcast of the Duluth Business Association. My name is Lisa Thompson, and I'm the president of the DBA and the moderator of today's show. The Duluth Business Association, formerly known as the Duluth Merchants Association, is a local business networking group that has been in existence since the 80s. Our purpose is to provide a social and professional environment for businesses to talk to other businesses. Our mission is to connect our members with each other and the Duluth community. Although we are located in Duluth and prioritize Duluth business, we also have members from nearby areas, including Suwannee, Johns Creek, Sugar Hill, Lawrenceville, and Norcross. We are so excited to launch our brand new podcast series, Duluth Business Now, on Business Radio X. We are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the fabulous Gas South Convention Center. Duluth Business Now is a member sponsored by Crosspoint Realty, Knickknack Products Group, Profound Wellness, Lily's Boutique, Rainbow Village, Home Access Mortgage, Gwen Taj Wine Bar, and Morsels Catering. The title of our debut show is The Value of Relationships with Nonprofit Organizations in Your Business. And today we have selected four members who represent this relationship, two for-profit businesses and two nonprofit organizations. Joining us today are Claire Dees, the Executive Director of Spectrum Autism Support Group, Michelle Alcorn, Community Engagement Director with Rainbow Village, Jennifer Kessler, the General Manager of Subaru of Gwinnett, and Josh Shapiro, the owner of Budget Blinds. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Our discussion today is going to focus on the value of relationships with nonprofits for your business. But before we begin, I'd like to give each of you a minute to let our listeners know about your organization or business. Claire, we'll start with you. What is Spectrum Autism Support Group?
Thank you. Such a pleasure to be here today. So Spectrum Autism Support Group is an autism support group that does a lot more than just offer support. We provide support, education, and resources for individuals and their family members impacted by autism in the Gwinnett and surrounding area. We serve over 2,000 individuals each year, all age and ability, and their family members by offering support groups, camps, respite, social skills training groups. We do a lot of family events, and then we also do community education and training.
Fantastic. Michelle Alcorn, let's hear about Rainbow Village.
Yes, Rainbow Village is a transitional housing program. We provide housing, obviously, transitional housing, but more importantly, we also provide programming, support services for our families. We have 30 apartments on our campus in Duluth where these families can live with us for up to 2 years while they're receiving the support services that they need to be able to build their own success plan so that they can re-enter permanent housing on their own, hopefully in the Gwinnett community, and continue to be active and productive members of our local business and social community.
That is awesome. Josh, tell me about Budget Blinds.
So Budget Blinds is a turnkey in-home window treatment service company. We provide design services, installation services, and after-sales services for residential and light commercial people within our community. So last year, we completed about 1,200 window treatment projects, and that's anything from a single shade on a door to draperies throughout a person's household. So what we really pride ourselves in doing is understanding the needs of our clientele and tailoring a solution to their needs.
I've got to tell you something funny. So I've been doing physical therapy for my knee replacement. Guess where they got their blinds? They just had them redone over at Sports Care. And he said Budget Blinds. And I was like, yes!
Yes!
And Jennifer, it's not lost on me that Subaru of Gwinnett owns the naming rights to this Business Radio X studio. So it's easy to see how Subaru supports the local business community. What would you like to tell us today about Subaru of Gwinnett?
Hi. First of all, thanks for having me. It's exciting to be here and connect with other people from the DBA. Claire, actually, when you were talking, so two of my sales managers have children with autism. So Lance and Craig are each sales members with us, and they each have a son that has autism. So that's a connection maybe we can talk about right off the bat. But as far as Subaru of Gwinnett goes, yes, we love to support businesses in our local community and charities. So nonprofits, Rainbow Village is one of our biggest partners. So it's awesome to be here at the same time as Michelle. But yeah, we're family owned on Satellite Boulevard. I've been there for 19 years. I hope I retire there. I think it's a great place to work. I think it's It's a great place to shop and service your car, and it's a great place to volunteer too. And I know a lot of people might not think that about a car dealership, but we have volunteer opportunities every month with several different nonprofits across Gwinnett and really like metro Atlanta area. So yeah, check us out online, subaruofgwinnett.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Okay, let's get started. Claire, what motivated you to become a member of the Duluth Business Association?
So interestingly enough, Michelle Alcorn with Rainbow Village invited me to the first DBA meeting. We had just purchased a building in downtown Duluth, and I wanted to get involved in the Duluth community, especially the business community. And from the very first meeting, I felt so welcome. People were so friendly. I made connections with people like Josh and Budget Blinds and Melissa with catering, all the different services and needs that we were going to have right there in our building. And so it was a great way to connect for us. And I invite people every month because I do think it's a great way for us all to work together in our community. Duluth is a very welcoming community, and we have so many great members of this organization.
Where is your building located?
We're in downtown Duluth on Main Street, right in the midst of everything.
Are you like right next door to the Coleman Middle School?
Yes, we
roughly
are.
Roughly speaking.
Thank you.
Michelle, Rainbow Village is a longstanding member of the DBA. What motivates Rainbow Village to continue that relationship?
What motivates us is that we are also, like Claire, we're right downtown in Duluth, and the Duluth community is and has been a huge supporter of ours for a long time. When I first started at Rainbow Village in 2016, I found out about our relationship with Subaru. There are a number of churches that are in the community that also have supported Rainbow Village for a really long time. And it just felt like a place where I needed to invest my time and energy personally, in addition to what, you know, the organization had done. So when I invited Claire, I was like, you know, we have kids that are maybe diagnosed autistic, maybe not. Maybe that's something that the parents are looking for. So we have reached out to them before they were even right down the street, at the stone's throw away from us. We were partnering with them already to get advice and referrals and things for our family. So we're constantly looking for opportunities to just provide and meet the needs of families in our community, because no one organization can do that. We believe firmly that we always say, you know, it takes a village, and that's a true statement, because we could not survive and do what we do without the support of many. So it just is a perfect fit for us to be in the Duluth Business Association, because it's right where we are. We're in the heart of it physically. But we're also, I always tell everybody, it's like, do you live in Duluth? I'm like, no, but I spend more time in Duluth than I do in the city that I actually live in, because I work there and I represent 30 families on our campus that live there. So I feel very invested, as does Rainbow Village, in this community. So it's an easy win, and I just have met so many wonderful people, and people that I just look at Josh, and I like, he and his wife have volunteered at Rainbow Village, and, you know, he's also, we volunteered as a DBA with the Fall Festival, and you guys have been supportive of that, and you guys are working with Claire. And I just love the way, and it's the same thing with Subaru, you know, the kind of people that are in this community and the businesses really are committed to go beyond just what's easy and what's convenient. But I know you guys support us, but you also brought out your ambassadors, people that volunteer with your organization, to some of our events. And so then they kind of fell in love with our mission and have continued to give. So, and Planned Pethood, you guys support Planned Pethood, and we've done some things with them, had them on campus and brought some pets over to, you know, meet the needs of our kids. So I just feel like it's a great, I don't know, what do you call it, like a swell of opportunity once you get to know people and you can look for those opportunities to just make those relationships go deeper. And it's not usually just, you know, one thing. Like, I sit around the table and I've got something, you're part of our women's giving circle. I mean, we all have a connection, and I think that's important that we live that out and not just say we want to have that.
Michelle, it's funny, you mentioned about when you first started with Rainbow Village. On my Facebook memories on this day today was you coming out to the dealership and
getting me?
A check. Yeah, seven years ago today.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, I saw it this morning and I thought, oh, that's so funny. I'm going to see her later. But that was one of our first check presentations we did for you guys. And yeah, it was just my comment on it says, it was a super long and exhausting day at work today, but I got to present $25,000 to an incredible worthy organization, Rainbow Village, and that's pretty awesome. And then I just, you know, said thanks to Subaru of America and Subaru of Gwinnett for making even my long work days gratifying by encouraging, you know, community involvement and things like that. So it's just kind kind of, it was funny that you were talking about that. And I'm like, I just was thinking about one of those memories today.
Thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. I'll have to go find your Facebook page and see
so
if
that's
I can
a perfect
connect to
segue.
That.
That is absolutely a perfect segue to my next question, Jennifer.
Well,
you were reading my mind. What is the relationship today between Subaru and Rainbow Village? And perhaps share with us the story behind how it all began.
Sure. Yeah. So like Michelle was mentioning, I don't live in Duluth either, but I've been working in Duluth for 25 years, 19 with Subaru of Gwinnett. And one of the things about Subaru as a brand across the nation is our Subaru Love Promise, which just talks about how it's very important to do the right thing, and not because it's good for business, but just because it's the right thing to do, and really, really fostering community relationships, and how the purpose of our success has been to pour back into our communities and make our communities a better place. So in that spirit, Subaru started to encourage its retailers during the Share the Love event, which runs every November to January, to include a local charity in addition to the national charities that could be recipients of some of the funds. So during that event, we donate $250 to a charity of your choice. And when we adopted in the local component, I had to find who did I want to support. So I started looking, and some of the requirements were it had to be in the same city. So it needed to be in Duluth, which kind of focused my efforts. And when I stumbled upon Rainbow Village, it really resonated with me just because of its story, mostly the mission of just breaking the cycle of homelessness and really learning about like how close so many people are, just one paycheck, one little thing away from finding themselves experiencing homelessness. And I was raised by a single mom who was a teacher. So, you know, I kind of, that resonated with me. So I picked them. And the first year, you know, I think we were able to donate like $12,000. And I was like, wow, it's $12,000. And then that picture I just showed, that was $25,000. I think that was the next year. And then it just kept growing and growing. And what was cool about it was, in the beginning, it was really kind of a monetary partnership. Like every year I was like, okay, guys, we're going to try to get people to pick your charity. And when the check comes, we'll present it. And then that's cool. And then over time, you know, I thought to myself, like, I don't want to throw money at something. I want to really get involved and have my employees volunteer and have Rainbow Village come to us and educate us on things. And then we go there. And so now we volunteer throughout the entire course of the year doing various things. Like coming up soon in a few weeks, we're going to go out to Rainbow Village and do like a car care class, because the vehicle is very important to the residents for them to be able to get to their jobs and, you know, do the things they need to do. So educating them on maintenance and things like that. We're going to be providing dinner. There's so many things we do throughout the year, but now it's just woven into the fabric of our culture. And culture is the most important thing for me at my dealership. And so when I have something genuine, a connection that we can, you know, again, weave into our fabric, Rainbow Village is just truly an integral part of that for us.
If I can just add to that, like, and we love that. We love those kind of partnerships where we get to know the partners. I mean, obviously we're a nonprofit, and we all as nonprofits, you know, rely on financial support, but it means so much more when the relationship really goes beyond that, because we're all people, you know, and we want connection. And so it's been so much fun. Like, they invited us to come and be judges of their chili cook-off contest. And, you know, they've included us in their holiday party. And it's great. You know, your employees show up and they're, oh, Rainbow Village, we know, you know. And it just, it feels so good, because it does mean that we're all connected, because all of those people that work for her have connections in the community and relationships. And, you know, they can help spread the awareness about what we do. And that's really, in the end, how all of us are going to be able to grow our business. We're going to be able to take care of more people. So we'd love it when it's what you said, when it gets deep into your culture and it's part of your DNA about who you are. We love that.
That's really perfect. Thank you, Michelle. So right now we're going to take a quick break and hear from some of our advertisers who make this show possible. And we'll be right back with Josh Shapiro and Budget Blinds.
In the heart of historic downtown Duluth, Gwen Taj Wine Bar is more than just a wine bar. They create a place where all are welcome to gather, celebrate, and learn about wine. No matter what the calendar says, they believe that every day is a celebration, so bubbles are always on the menu. At Gwen Taj, there's just one requirement: must love wine. With a friendly, knowledgeable staff and a menu of fresh, seasonal small plates, Gwen Taj Wine Bar is the ideal space to unwind and savor a well-chosen glass of wine.
Hi, it's Michelle Parrish with Crosspoint Realty. We are your full-service real estate experts for residential and commercial properties in Georgia. Buying or selling? We're here to help. From entry-level homes to luxury estates, our realtors have the knowledge, expertise, and network to make it happen. CrosspointRealty.com. That's Crosspoint with an E, Realty.com. Or give us a call at 404-452-5881.
Everyone deserves a safe space to rest their heads and raise a family. Yet with job layoffs, mounting medical bills, or the death of a spouse, home insecurity can happen to anyone. Sadly, the numbers are rising. Since 1991, one organization has sought to change that. Rainbow Village brings help, hope, housing, and healing to families experiencing homelessness, guiding families to stability and self-sufficiency. The nonprofit relies on your support. Please donate or volunteer at rainbowvillage.org.
It's easier to maintain your health than it is to repair it. Profound Wellness in Duluth can help with both. Their medically trained professionals use massage therapy to assist you with reducing stress, enhancing your health, maintenance, and recovery. Their intention is to provide a therapeutic massage for your individual needs, as well as support you as you make changes to increase your health, happiness, and well-being. Call Profound Wellness at 470-323-7665 to heal, recover, and rejuvenate.
Welcome back to Duluth Business Now, the official podcast of the Duluth Business Association. I'm Lisa Thompson, 2024 president of the Duluth Business Association, and we're talking about the value of relationships with nonprofits for your business. Our guests are Claire Dees with Spectrum Autism Support Group, Michelle Alcorn with Rainbow Village, Jennifer Kessler with Subaru of Gwinnett, and Josh Shapiro of Budget Blinds. Josh, we've all heard that phrase, it's about building relationships. Can you please share with our listeners your relationship with Claire and Spectrum Autism Support Group today, as well as how it all got started?
Honestly, to kind of put that relationship in context, I've got to kind of go a little bit back into how my wife Avery and I got into Budget Blinds and started, because we had actually just before Budget Blinds, we had started a online e-commerce business and failed horribly. And failure is never an enjoyable thing, but we learned some very, very valuable lessons from that. And the first one that we learned is that personal connection was important to us. We couldn't engage in a business that was just mechanical, financial, and lacking in human interaction. And that had been something that's been important to both of us for our entire lives. So when we discovered Budget Blinds and learned about how it was, and we learned about the Budget Blinds Cares Initiative and the hyper-localization of the network, we kind of got really involved in that. And we were living in Florida at the time, and decided to move to Duluth to start this business. And the very first thing we did was come up to downtown, because we wanted to see, this is where we now live. This is our new community. What have we done? And
what year was that?
That was back in 2019. We arrived July 4th. We were walking around downtown Duluth and met people from the Duluth Fall Festival. And we just kind of got pulled into the community. And it was like, at that point, we kind of really like, sighed a spiritual sigh of relief in terms of, okay, these are our people. We always wanted our business to be a facility to our life. We didn't want our life to serve our business. We wanted our business to provide us with a platform that we could bring value for ourselves, for our employees, for our community. It was meant to be a tool for us. And it was a great fit. And one thing led to another, and it started off with the Fall Festival, the Duluth Fine Arts League, the Duluth Business Association, and it was wonderful, because there was this kind of a cross-pollination of...
Excellent word.
You like that word?
Yeah, I like that word.
I love it, and it's like, you know, I'd be at the Duluth Business Association, and I'd see somebody there from the Fall Festival, and they'd introduce me to somebody else, and it started to, just kind of like you were talking about earlier about the community, it feels like we were creating the ecosystem in which we could operate. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it's so much easier to go with the flow than to go against it. And here were a group of people that were creating a flow. So we could just kind of plug in, add our shoulder to the wheel, and try and build a community that we wanted to live in, that we wanted to raise our children in. We met Claire, and we were just chatting around, and it was just great to have another person. It might have been at the Duluth Business Association. Might have been at the Fall Festival. I don't even remember the
Duluth
first.
Duluth Business Association.
It was definitely Duluth Business Association. But see, that's what I love about Duluth is we'll walk up to the downtown. We're guaranteed to bump into somebody that we know. We're guaranteed to bump into a friend. We're guaranteed to bump into a client. That's always going to happen. And I think we knew each other for 6 months, maybe a year before you even called us for the window treatments. And it was just this wonderful thing. And then all of a sudden I get the salesman, hey, we're doing the Spectrum autism. Can we give them a good deal? And I'm like, Spectrum with Claire? And he's like, yes. I'm like, yeah, well, just we'll work it. Just you do you. And then we came and I had a chance to come in there for the installations and see the facility that you guys will put together, which is truly amazing. Like the space is just so set up as a tool for you to kind of achieve your purpose. So I know that's a little bit of a roundabout and a windy answer.
Because that's part of the point here is that Rainbow Village and Subaru of Gwinnett didn't start where they are today. You and Avery didn't start where you are today. You know, Claire wasn't the beginning of your story. And that's why that's one of the biggest reasons it's so important to be a part of these nonprofit organizations is to connect with other people's networks, with their needs, and to allow ourselves that cross-pollination. When you go into anywhere, if you're just walking around, if you go into a meeting and there's somebody there that you know, don't you feel more comfortable about being there and meet more people that way, right? It's so much easier to meet somebody if somebody's there that knows you and can sort of, you know, stand for you, so to speak. So that's a really good answer. Thank you, Josh.
For sure.
All right, now that we've taken a brief look at how these relationships get started and how they evolve, what have you learned from each other along the way that might be useful to our members and our listeners?
For me, with Rainbow Village, again, like just the awareness piece, you know, one of the years, I don't remember which one because we've been doing this for a while, but I invited, he doesn't work there anymore, but I still love him, Justice, was with Rainbow Village then. And he came out to the dealership and I just asked him, can you please educate my staff just a little bit more on, of course, who you guys are and what y'all do, but also just the statistics about homelessness in Gwinnett County and all of that. And so we actually had created posters, like kind of awareness things that we put up throughout the dealership, and they still are there today in our certified pre-owned building. We have two buildings, a new one, new parts and service, and then certified pre-owned is in our old location, which they're attached. But anyhow, it's still up there today, and for years and years, people will look and say, wow, I didn't know that. And it just gives you an opportunity to like continue to spread that in the community, and then you connect again with people who are working there and share stories. And for me, it's brought a lot of personal fulfillment to my life because I have four kids and they hear me talk about Rainbow Village all the time, and or they'll see, you know, today at work I went there instead and we did a, you know, slip and slide for the kids and we did a video game truck for them or we did different stuff. And so like my own children just this summer decided they wanted to do a lemonade stand and they wanted to do it at my dealership. I'm thinking, gosh, they're so like smart entrepreneurs to get more foot traffic on a Saturday at the dealership to raise money. Like what shrewd business people I'm raising. And then they said, because then we can donate all the money we make to Rainbow Village. And I thought, okay, well, that's even better than being shrewd business people. Or maybe they're a little of both. Like they understand the marketing piece of high traffic on a Saturday, but then they also want to turn around and, you know,
little
be
philanthropists. You got going over there.
Yeah. And so but for me, it's like, it just goes so much further where the fulfillment, you know, is of course in your business as well. And it, as you mentioned, like, oh, I didn't want to just do something for money. And I feel the same way. So for us, it's a very natural connection to doing something more than just selling cars or just servicing cars, which is very important. And I feel like we sell and service the best cars on the road. And I'm passionate about that. But at the same time, to have a purpose that is larger than that really matters, because if feels more fulfilling to go to work when you know that you do good things and you're surrounded by good people. And that's kind of a condition of employment for us. Like, I hire based on character first. Qualifications not as important because I can train and teach, but character is the biggest thing. And so, and having those connections, you guys can help us kind of gauge that and really, again, weave it into the culture. So that we get a lot from that.
And if I can add on that,
of course,
you don't mind. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's interesting how you say weaving it into it, because that's kind of where I like when I use that ecosystem example. It's very much like, it's like you say, yeah, servicing cars, crucially important, but in isolation, it's kind of
like your
land.
Online business.
It's cold, yeah.
It's cold. It's like, you know, like you put up window treatments. It's important. And if you have privacy, heat control, blah, blah, blah. But in isolation, it's isolated. Whereas opposed to when you do it within a community, it doesn't just feel like a one-off transactional mm-hmm. thing. It feels like you're, again, building an environment. My wife's pregnant right now, so it's kind of with our first. And that's
congratulations.
Thank you. And it's kind of gets you looking around at the world in a very different way.
Yeah.
Suddenly things look different and you see trends. You're like, well, where's it going? Is this going good? Is this going bad? And it's like you said earlier, Michelle, that it does take a village because the needs of any one individual are almost infinite. You know, the needs of a community are truthfully infinite. And servicing a car is valueless if we don't have roads. And roads are valueless if we don't have groceries. And where I feel like the nonprofits come to the party hugely, because like for-profits generally know this is how to fulfill a need. This is how to make a community better for the most part. But what about those few people where it's unfortunately, or however you want to call it, it's not lucrative to fulfill that need. And then you get a really special kind of person who's going to see that and be like, well, just because it's not financially lucrative to fulfill that need doesn't mean it doesn't need to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
It does need to be fulfilled. And the more time I've spent in Duluth, I feel very privileged that we live in a community that actually cares about, and just to use a, excuse the pun, that cares about the full spectrum of society and catches people at all different places of where they are. And then that ties straight back into Rainbow Village because, like, I had no, until I met with you, I had no idea that there was a homelessness issue around.
Mm. Me neither.
Because you don't see it.
I didn't know who Rainbow Village was until I joined the DBA, and that's one of the things that the DBA is really has an important role, is to take all of our members out into the community, because we have our meeting in a different location every month, so that they can see Rainbow Village, so they can see Spectrum, so they can see Budget Blinds, so they can see Gwinnett. And it's really important, and it's like, I think I was living in a cave until I joined the Duluth Business Association.
Right. Well, I wanted to say one more thing about Rainbow Village is that I think part of the reason I didn't see the issue is because of the job that you do. It's kind of like you're almost a victim of your own success. If Rainbow Village wasn't doing the fantastic job that they were, we could potentially be seeing more people on the street. So it's almost like as people of the community, we have an added benefit and responsibility to make these relationships known, make people aware of it, because why do we have to have it spill over and get jammed in, like all the negativity get jammed in our face in order to take action? Let's rather get behind groups that are doing something effective about it and help them on that purpose line, which I think both of you really, really do. So it just makes it a more enjoyable to community to be a part of. And like, as you say, into the fabric, it's like we really do weave a beautiful fabric mm-hmm. as a community.
That's an excellent point you make. We did, I think a year ago, we did blessing bags for the library. And I would never have even, the downtown Duluth Library branch, and they're a member, and I didn't even think about somebody walking into the library to ask for, you know, a bottle of water, a t-shirt, a toothpaste, toothbrush. And here we filled this need that we really didn't even know existed because it's not there in our daily lives. So I feel like that's another really important reason why businesses need to be involved, even if you're not at the Subaru level and you may be at the all I can do is a blessing bag level. This is a really important part of being connected, and you just never know who you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I was going to say is I think that a lot, sometimes you don't know about something because you just don't know. It's not because you've never had the reason to look into homelessness, or you've never experienced somebody with autism, or you don't know that they're, you know, pets that are, you know, dropped off on the side of the street, or you don't know. So that's one of the things I love about the DBA and the way that we support the nonprofit. So we try to make sure that, like Lisa said, you know, meet a need that we had no idea existed through our nonprofit at the library. So we're helping that community. And we did a pillow drive once for Rainbow Village because we needed pillows to give everybody a pillow. Well, that opens up the whole thing. Oh, well, why do you need pillows? You know, do things with different nonprofits to give everybody sort of a window into the world of the people that we serve. Because at the end of the day, the people that we're all serving are members of this community who need a little extra help. And it's important that we realize that there is interconnectivity. Like I said, we have at any given time around 100 children on our campus. What's the statistic? I don't know, but some percentage of those kids are going to have autism.
One in 36 now. So,
okay, yes. So I'm going to have at least one, you know, who has autism. We have car situations like you talked about. You know, they have to have reliable transportation or they're not going to be able to go to work. If they can't go to work, they can't pay off their debt. They can't, you know, put money in savings. They can't do the things that they need to do to get their financial house in order. So transportation is a very, very important piece of it. And you guys stepped in at the very last, you know, call when we had a family that had a car accident. The car was totaled and we ended up having some money come in unexpectedly right before our micro grant ceremony at the end of the year last year, called to Subaru. I mean, seriously, like within 24 hours, they were like, oh, we can help you with that. We got the perfect car. We can make this happen. So, and it wasn't about Subaru trying to gain recognition for that or whatever. They're like, okay, there's a need. There's a family. She has to be able to get to work. She's got to be able to have the transportation. And they were there to meet a need. But if we didn't have the relationship with Jennifer and her team, we couldn't pick up that phone and make that, you know, ask. I mean, they could have said, no, it's impossible. We can't do that. But because we had the relationship and they know how important that transportation piece is. So again, it gives us the opportunity at DBA by highlighting in special and small ways what each of the nonprofits do. Because like you said, everybody is not in a position to, you know, make a large financial donation, but they may be able to provide a blessing basket, or they may be able to make a referral, connect somebody to somebody who has autism. Or, you know, there are other nonprofits in our organization that we've been able to highlight. And I think that's really important because not everybody's going to have a heart for the homeless. Not everybody's going to have a reason to connect with autism. But we all know somebody else who might. So my network is this big. My network with you guys is four more times bigger. And there's going to be people in our networks who are going to need or know somebody who's going to need those services. So the power of the power of multiplication?
Thank
is that
you.
What you said?
You know, duplication.
I mean, that's a real thing, you know. And so, and that in a small way in our DBA, we have that, and we're small enough to know everybody, but we could also have room to grow because we can bring more people in, make more connections, and basically at the end of the day, help more people. I mean, that's what we're all about. The word community and connection, it goes back to people.
So you're on the let's help more people side. As we sort of close this out for today, what messages or what would you like to share with our members and our listeners about, you know, why do you want to step up if you're not involved or if you're not participating, you know, with other people? Why is it so important for you to get involved with a nonprofit, to volunteer your time or to make a donation or to participate in some activity that's going to give you the opportunity to do one or both? Why is that so important to your business? We know why it's important to the community. We know why it's important to, you know, be helping people and to have that feeling. But how does that help your business?
Again, like starting with Subaru Global and then dialing it into Subaru of Gwinnett. So Tom Dahl was the president and CEO for Subaru for a long time. He just recently stepped down after a very long career. But Subaru was not a very successful brand at all when he took over as president and CEO. And he said, listen, we don't have an identity. We don't have like a purpose. We're trying to fit into this automotive space where it's deals and discounts and dollars and all this stuff. And he said, forget that. Like, we're going to define our identity. And that's when he established the Subaru Love Promise. And everybody thought he was nuts. And he's like, listen, I get it. I mean, they lost a lot of retailers. Back then, they called them dealers. They're very big on calling us retailers, not dealers, because we're not dealing anything. You know, we're retailing because we're people. And we're selling a product, but we're humans in the community too, but that's a whole other thing. But everybody thought he was nuts, and he stuck to his guns, and he really developed the Love Promise. Then he found ways to get some buy-in and more and more. And what they found is as retailers were explaining this in their communities, people were like, yes, I want to do that, especially for me and the industry I'm in. Everybody hates car dealers. So if you can say, hey, I've got something different to say, and then mean it, not just say it because it sounds good, but it's actually truly who you are, and you put your money where your mouth is, and your time and your investment and your values really all point back to, yes, we're different. That is good for business. And, you know, I recently took over as general manager, even though I've been there 19 years. And we were talking before the podcast about how I'm rebranding and all of that. And there's a Subaru dealer in town whose slogan is where price sells cars. And ours is where people sell cars. And we awesome. Believe you'll notice the difference. And Josh, earlier you mentioned like when it's just transactional, it doesn't feel that good. And that's true for anything, but when you feel like you matter and you it's proven that you are, and then you feel like you're getting behind something, you're supporting a business that supports community, then that customer feels like, by proxy, they've also supported mm-hmm. Rainbow Village. So maybe they didn't buy a car during Share the Love and their purchase didn't go towards it. They know, well, I'm giving Subaru of Gwinnett my money, and Subaru of Gwinnett turns around and gives it to so many other nonprofits, but Rainbow Village is one of the largest partners we have. That really does help business. And I can't tell you, in our social media rebranding, where we're really trying to put out there like, hey, we're just people doing a job, like come have fun with us. And it doesn't have to be terrible and all of that. I mean, we're really trying to explain to people what makes us different. It's working. People are in the comment section saying like, hey, when I need my oil changed next, I'm not going to go to that Subaru dealer that's closer to my house. I'm going to come to you. And we even just had on Saturday a follow-up. We sent out a survey to a service customer like, hey, how was your experience? And they were like, it was so great, just all this stuff, and said, I actually found you guys on TikTok and saw all the stuff that you guys do and decided I was going to come to you. And they'd already been to two other Subaru dealerships, but when they saw like who we are, and then you can see on our website and follow us like everything that we do, they said, I'm going to come. And then now they really did come. They didn't just say they were, they did. And, you know, that's proof. And I sent it to my team and I said, this is why we do it. This is why we put it out there, because we really do have a good story to tell, because it's real. And it's one thing to just say it, but if you're actually doing it, living it, and weaving it into your fabric, then it works.
I was just going to say, as a grateful customer, every time I tour my building, which is almost every day, I'm giving people tours of our new building, I say, and the blinds here were done by Budget Blinds. Yes. And they did such a great job for us. So he's getting, you know, a lot of great referrals just because I'm so happy that you were so good to us,
well,
right?
Thank you
and
very
you did
much.
Such a great job. But same thing with other businesses that have supported us, caterers, other partners, even other nonprofit partners. I'm always singing their praises because it made a difference for us. And I think mm-hmm. we all want to make a difference, right? Mm-hmm. In our community. And that's my favorite thing about the DBA, is that as an organization, we're making a difference. We're supporting our nonprofits and our businesses mm-hmm. both by referring people within our organization. And I think that's really powerful that we're able to partner together.
Yeah. Like I said, I moved here from Florida. And the more time I spent in Duluth, the more I fell in love with the community. And it is that collaboration between, you can't go all nonprofit. You can't go all profit. You can't go all work. You can't go all play. It does all need to be intertwined. And I also don't believe it can be well planned. It needs to be organically created between people. And I think the one thing that people have in common is they want to help.
Yeah, and I think people crave connection too.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Without connection, can you have a business? Can you have a business
not
without
one
connection?
Not one that's sustainable.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. And that's anybody who's in business knows that retention is everything. And so it's costly to screw it up, and we try really hard not to, because it's hard to get somebody back. And so the best way to retain a customer is to do the right thing.
And the easiest way to do the right thing is to want to do the right thing because it's the right thing, not because it's going to retain somebody. If you're doing the right thing to retain somebody, you limit yourself and you start looking at shortcuts and easy ways. When you're just like, let's just do the right thing and let the cards fall where they will, and they'll generally fall right. Most of our team, I think we've hired two people through like normal recruitment. Everybody else has either met us at a community event, a friend has said, hey, you've got to come work at this company. And it's
same.
And it, yeah, And it's not because we're trying to do that. We're just like, no, this is what we want to help create the community we want to live in.
So everybody in your that you give a referral to, everybody that works with you, everybody that does activities with you, everybody that donates with you, those are all people in your network.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just took out your nonprofit involvement, how much smaller would your network be?
Smaller both in quantity and in quality.
In quality, for sure.
Yeah. The community, this community that we serve wouldn't be the same community. It would be much sadder. Whereas with when you include what the nonprofits do, you really just raise the baseline that we're working in, and it kind of creates a prosperity for all.
We really need each other, you know, because mm-hmm. we can only do a certain amount, but you alone can't tackle homelessness. But if you have passion for that, you can join in our efforts. You know, we've got the ball rolling, so to speak, and you know, the more people that we add to that. So we really do, we have to recognize that we don't live in a vacuum. We can't mm-hmm. exist on our own. Like you said, we really do crave connection, but we have to recognize that, because in this world that we live in, where you know, a lot of things are digital, a lot of things are virtual, a lot of things are remote. I can't stand that word. Let's do it remotely. I'm like, what is that? You know, but I've really, you know, now that we're post-COVID and we have all gone through what true remoteness mm-hmm. looks like, most people don't want part of that anymore. We want to be back and have connection. So, but we really do. We need each other.
Yeah.
And we need to accept that mm-hmm. and, you know, figure out how we can be better together.
Do you have to be a big time giver to make a difference?
No.
Did everybody start at the top? You started with 12,000. That's probably out of my budget range at this point. But I feel like I want to tell people that as you move on, it's important. So as you're upgrading, as you're raising the bar on your giving, I've seen that my sales, per se, go right along with that. It's, mm-hmm. You can call it giver's gain. You can call it putting something out there in the universe and you get something back. But there's a correlation between putting yourself out there and doing these things and having a successful business. I think that's the message that I would, you know, it's not optional, really. It's really not optional. Not if you want the whole experience and you really want to have the best business that you can have.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree too.
I want to give you a quick shout out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes. Because I think you've done a fantastic job with the DBA in terms of putting it there, creating it. You know, I've been involved in other groups where you meet once a month and you have your chit chats and you have your, like, your little vegetable platter and your hummus dip, and it's lovely. But I really love the way that you're creating it. And what I think is amazing about the DBA is doing is it's setting up an infrastructure for these connections to take place.
We're the starting place.
That's it.
We'd like to be the go-to place for anyone who wants to do business in Duluth. And a lot of our members are startup members, and they don't have $12,000 or even $1,000. But if we can engage them in coming over to Claire's place and buying something off their wish list, a toy or another needed item that they have, we can start the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And
agreed.
That's what we pride ourselves on. Thank you, Josh. That was a nice shout out.
You're welcome.
Let's take another break, and we'll be right back to close after these messages.
Unlock the extraordinary at Knick Knack Group. Dive into a world of exclusive personalized curiosities, unique accessories, and delightful gifts not found in stores. Elevate your lifestyle with our unique collections tailored to every taste and occasion. Express your individuality with the perfect piece that tells your story. Visit knickknackgroup.com to shop online now and turn ordinary moments into extraordinary memories. Knick Knack Group. Unleash the extraordinary today.
Are you ready to elevate your style and self-care? We have you covered at Lily's Boutique, your go-to destination for sophisticated women's apparel, trendy accessories, gifts for every occasion, and luxurious natural skincare. Our soaps and candles are made in-house with all natural ingredients and essential oils. With two locations, downtown Sugar Hill and historic downtown Duluth, indulge in the ultimate shopping experience or visit lilies80.com. That's LILLIES80.com.
Morsels by Melissa can cater any event that you are planning. They cater weddings, corporate events, private parties. They offer plated dinners and even cooking classes for team building, or maybe just some fun with friends. Morsels by Melissa offers family meals for each month. You can enjoy them fresh or freeze them for later. Whatever the occasion, Morsels by Melissa is sure to provide scrumptious morsels for your friends, family, and colleagues. Contact Melissa Gunderson at morselsbymelissa.com. Searching for a mortgage company that goes above and beyond for its customers? Look no further than Home Access Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, trust Home Access Mortgage to provide personalized solutions with a commitment to excellence. For more information, call Sharice Excel at 404-256-0555.
Information available through NMLS Consumer Access SM is derived from NMLS, the Financial Services Industry's Online Registration and Licensing Database. NMLS was created by the Conference of State Bank Supervisors and American Association of Residential Mortgage Regulators and is owned and operated by the State Regulatory Registry, LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of CSBS. For more information, visit the NMLS Resource Center or the NMLS Federal Registry Resource Center websites. Home Access Mortgage, NMLS number 149980.
Once again, welcome back. Before we wrap up, I want to take a moment to let each of you let our listeners know how they can support you or do business with you. Michelle, what's the best way for people to support Rainbow Village and to learn more about your organization?
The easiest and first step would be to go to our website, rainbowvillage.org, and sign up for our e-news, because you will get a monthly e-newsletter that will tell you a lot about what's happening at Rainbow Village and how you can get involved.
Excellent. Claire, how about you and Spectrum Autism Support Group?
For Spectrum, refer anybody you know that needs the support that we offer in our community, because we're all about serving those families that are impacted by autism. SpectrumAutism.org is our website, and we do have a wish list there if you want to see how you can give in small ways to make a difference for our kids.
Thank you. Awesome. Josh?
I think the best thing that people could do with regards to Budget Blinds is just go follow us on Instagram, Budget Blind Duluth, I think, something like that. My wife knows all that stuff. But that I think you'll actually enjoy. There's some beautiful pictures, videos of the work that we do. It's very inspirational. And if you're ever in the need of window treatments, let us know.
I'm not even aware that there's anybody else in Duluth doing window treatments. So I think you're doing very, very well.
Thank you, ma'am.
Jennifer.
So, I mean, of course, you could buy a car from us, but I know everybody's not in the market for a car right now, right? So I would say same like Josh, check us out online. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and then, of course, our website is www.subaruofgwinnett.com. And there are pages on our website that talk about our love promise, what we've been doing in the community, and what we're about to start launching is every month having a calendar of our upcoming volunteer things. Every month we do several different things out in the community that people could come support. So you don't have to buy anything from us to support the things that we love. You can just check us out online and be a part of our fun.
So do I hear you saying that you can volunteer with Subaru even if you're not
absolutely
buying a car or coming in to buy a car?
Yeah, we love having people in our community. And like I said, we talked a lot about Rainbow Village today, but we have dozens upon dozens upon dozens of partners. We're at all these different events out in the community, and we do a lot with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We do a lot of 5Ks, all kinds of stuff. So just check us out. We're going to be having events page, with volunteer opportunities every month. So you can come.
Good place to get started.
Yeah.
If you're not a business owner if you're a business owner, you need to come to the Duluth Business Association. We meet the second Tuesday of every month from 6 to 7:30 in a different location. But the point, I think, is for everybody to start somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A big thank you to all our guests for participating in our discussion today. This has been Duluth Business Now, the official podcast of the Duluth Business Association. This series is presented by Crosspoint Realty, Knick Knack Products Group, Profound Wellness, Lily's Boutique, Rainbow Village, Home Access Mortgage, Gwentage Wine Bar, and Morsels Catering. Until next time, I'm Lisa Thompson, and this has been Duluth Business Now on Business Radio X.